thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you, Amber.
So firstly, tell me a small bit about yourself and what your background is.
So my name is Janeta and I come from Poland. I've been living here with my family and my husband for last nearly 19 years. We initially came just for 1 year and it turned into 19 years. So it's been a long time. I'm fully qualified Polish language teacher, but I never taught. I've worked here in good few places, but the longest I worked with insurance company.
And you have created a startup and it's called Rustic Bua. Tell me a small bit about it.
So everything started back in 2021 during the lockdowns. We decided to introduce to the local community baked and cooked goods the way we make it at home. So it would be all 100% natural. We use mostly organic ingredients. It's all made by us from scratch. So that was the idea of having like a proper baked and cooked goods for customers.
There's four of you in total, isn't there, involved in the company?
Yeah. So there is two sisters, myself, my sister Ilona, and our husbands.
Fantastic. And how's it all working together? Do you get on very well in the business or is it easy? I suppose that you know each other very well, maybe. Does that make a difference?
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, it can be a good difference or it can be a bad difference. Depends on the day, on the situation. No, look, I suppose because we are all so different, and we all have different skills and we have all different knowledge, we really try to help each other. So I think it works very good so far.
That's fantastic. And what kind of background have the rest of the group? Are they similar background to yourself?
So my husband is actually a fully qualified baker. He worked for 9 years over in Poland as a baker. Pavel, my brother-in-law, he also worked as a baker in UK. But he is very passionate about photography. So he takes actually all our food photos. And my sister would be, she's fully qualified in administration. So that's a huge help in the business as well.
I can imagine it's great to have a good mix of skills like that as well, where you all bring something different, but obviously it all benefits the business, which is fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the main thing, you know, because it keeps it up and running.
So the business is up and running at the moment. I suppose you're working hard on it. How has it been going for you so far?
Like from month to month, it's absolutely getting better and better. So there is more customers, more new customers, but at the same time, there are constantly returning customers, which I think it's the most important.
It certainly is. It's a sign that it's working and it's going well. And obviously they like the product if they're coming back week on week and month on month, which is great.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. The feedback we get, it's unbelievable. And people really appreciate the hard work. One of the kind of the best feedbacks is the fact that so many people who come to us, they have gluten, they have wheat intolerances. They eat our breads and they're absolutely fine. Because on most occasions, it's not the gluten, it's actually the additives that are added to breads. And we use organic flour that comes from Poland and it's milled in a water mill. So it's an old traditional way of milling the grains, which is fantastic.
That's really interesting. And it must be lovely for you as well to bring skills from home over here to carry and to use them. Like, that must be really lovely for you.
Yeah, and you know what? We were a little bit scared at the beginning. Will people like our products? But it's unbelievable. Like, it's just to convince people. Once you convince them, once they try, they love our products.
And your products, they're all vegetarian and vegan as well, aren't they?
Yes. So, you know, like with breads, most breads, like all breads are vegetarian and not all of them would be vegan, obviously, because you might be adding buttermilk, for example, to a bread. But yeah, all other products are vegan and vegetarian. You see, my brother-in-law is vegetarian, so there was absolutely no way of touching meat. And you know what? Number two makes everything easier. And number three actually is something that is needed at the moment. There is so many people that eat more vegetables. They are staying away basically from meat. Mm-hmm. And in our homes, we eat mostly vegetarian food.
That's really interesting. And I know it's something we're kind of seeing, I suppose, more and more customers and more consumers are kind of moving that way as well. So I suppose, as you mentioned there is a demand in the market as well. So it's obviously you're offering something that people are looking for, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge demand. But what we spot the problem was is, yes, there are vegan and vegetarian products available for customers in supermarkets, but the ingredient list, it's unbelievable. Okay. So that's why we wanted to have everything 100% natural. So there is absolutely nothing added into it, just simple food.
That's fantastic. And tell me, what does a typical day in Rustic Bua, what does it look like?
Oh, I would say there is no typical day. Like, there is such a dynamic. Like, there is a routine, of course, but there is a big dynamic in our place as well. But, like, basically, it all starts at 3 o'clock in the morning when one of our bakers comes to bake all the breads and all the pastries. And it doesn't finish until about 7 o'clock in the evening, the whole day, whole production. You see, to make a proper sourdough, it takes about 48 hours, sometimes even more. So it's a long process.
It's a long day as well, isn't it? And do you have many staff or is it just the four of you in total?
No, we do have. We have 6 extra staff members, so there is 10 of us in total.
And where are you based?
So we are based in Clash Cross in Tralee. So that's the Horan's roundabout.
And you've mentioned your breads and your baking. What other kind of goods do you supply?
So outside of breads, pastries, cakes, we also have a ready-made food for customers. So we offer them soups, we offer them salads, we offer them sandwiches, quiches, hummuses. We make everything from scratch. So even the tahini is made for the hummus, mayonnaise, I don't know, the vegetable paste for the soups. So trust me, there is nothing ready-made bought. And this can be served for takeaway, but there is also a sit-in area in the place, so people are more welcome to come in.
So do you do outside catering as well as having the shop?
Oh, yes, we do. So we can do catering to do any parties like private events or business events. But at the same time, we have the food trailer and we do rent it out so we can come to your wedding, to your business event, with a coffee, with the baked goods, with cakes, with pastries. We also supply other businesses. So one of them would be the bookshelf in Tralee. So I think it's very important to share the information with everyone because outside of just having the shop.
And it must be really rewarding to know that you do everything from scratch. Like, it's a lot of hard work and a long day, as you said there. But I suppose seeing the customers coming in and seeing the customers returning, you know, all the time and sitting down and enjoying the food that you're producing for them, that must be a lovely feeling and really rewarding.
Oh, absolutely. Do you know, the customer's feedback is the most important thing. Like, we've won a few awards with the Blosnaharan, but that's nothing compared what you get from customers. And when you see their faces every single day.
And you mentioned earlier as well that it's, you know, you're kind of bringing your recipes from home, I suppose, and bringing them over here. And it's just kind of getting people into the habit of trying them. But it obviously must be, again, a lovely feeling to know that people actually like a different recipe. You know, it's something different, something they mightn't have tried before, but then they have it and they're like, oh, wow, this is lovely. And they're coming back. Like, that must be lovely when it's your own culture and your own heritage, I suppose, it's coming from.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And like I said, initially, we didn't know how it's going to be welcomed or not. No, people absolutely love it. And the sweet bua, which is our kind of the signature product, because that's where the name comes from, Rustic Bua, because when you pronounce it bua in Polish, it's like a sweet bun. But also we do make typical Irish products like our carrot cake. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not very typical because it has mascarpone on top. So it's a little Italian twist.
Beautiful. It sounds lovely. I know you're taking part in the New Frontiers program as well. How have you been finding that has been helping with the business?
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. A lot of knowledge. You know, when you come from a different country, you try to learn a lot, but at the same time, there is so much that you don't know. And I have to say the program has been very, very helpful to get all the information, but also all the people who we met during the program, I think that was the biggest benefit. The networking, the friendships. We actually had a meeting yesterday and we were very upset that it could be one of the last meetings, but we promised ourselves we're going to meet once a month in Rustic Bua.
You mentioned the camaraderie there, I suppose the friendships and the support that you get, but it's great to have that, especially, you know, when you're having a new business trying to launch it, get it off the ground. It's nice to have someone who gets it, that understands what you're going through, might understand the challenges, but the rewards that go with it as well. That must be great to have that support network.
Oh, absolutely. You see, we are all on the same board. Like, we are just at the beginning of our kind of business journey. And I have to say, everyone, at least at this stage, and I hope it's going to stay, is willing to help you with anything you want. And you share your knowledge, you share your experience. And that is so beneficial, you know. And also, like, being friends for each other and supportive in that way, it is a lot.
you've talked about the hard work, I suppose, and, you know, the prep and everything that goes into it. So there is a lot in it, and it's, you know, it's hard having your own business. You know, there's a lot of challenges and stuff out there. But would you recommend it to someone? Is it rewarding enough that you think, you know, if someone is thinking about setting up their own business, they should go for it?
Absolutely. 100%. Honestly, not even the fact that you can be your own boss, because I have my sister as well. And she has me. Definitely, yes. Definitely. Because, you know, when you see people coming back, when you see them smiling, when you see even making friendships with your own customers, it's so much rewarding.
It sounds like it's really fabulous. Janetta, tell us, what's next for Rustic Bua? Have you any plans for the near future?
We actually do. We are opening another location, and it's going to be a retail shop with a little cafe inside. And that's going to be together with Adrian from the Sea Salt Cost of Living in Artford.
Fantastic. You must be really excited about that.
I am very excited, but I'm also very nervous how we're going to manage. But you see, when we started in 2021, just selling from table and gazebo from the car park in Spa, this is where we actually met most of our customers. Mm-hmm. And because Spa is so close to Artford, we feel very connected with this area. And we're really hoping that the customers are going to come to us over there as well.
They certainly will. I'm sure they will. And thanks so much for coming in, and the very best of luck with the business in the future.
Thank you so much, Amber. I appreciate it. Thanks a million.